got the red carpet premiere. Ball of Confusion is going down tomorrow evening at the Negro League Baseball Museum and also at the Gym Theater. On the phone with us to tell us more about this screening of Ball of Confusion is none other than my man Keith Zimmerman. Keith, what's going on with you?
Man, hey, you know what? It's been a long time in making, but Silk Sozart and I started making this, about 5 years ago, Clay.
Yes.
And, things just came together. We ended up with the first Olympic basketball, and that kind of became the epicenter of our film. And then, Silk and I, with our diverse background, Silk, a young black kid, growing up in deep hatred, the South, with a Ku Klux Klan, yeah. And what he went through. And I got the pleasure of being able to grow up down around 18th in Brooklyn, my grandfather's drugstore. As we said, was attached to Bryant's Barbecue. So I got to be a white boy that got to experience Satchel Paige and Buck O'Neill and Wilt Chamberlain and all this great stuff. And then as we got older, Silk and I both got the basketball world. Silk became an actor and model, and I became a sports marketing guy. And we met 10 years ago when we were in our 50s, and all of a sudden we realized we had more history than probably anybody alive, and we just decided to put a nice theme to it where, basketball, forgetting all the money and all that, basketball has helped break down social barriers and, bring cultures together and, have a global impact. And we're living proof of it.
Yeah, so tomorrow evening they're going to have a chance to see this Berg ball, and I got to see it personally. You brought it into the studio here and showed it to us, but now there's people actually going to be able to see it before the actual screening starting at 5:30 p.m. How significant is that you actually have this ball that people will be able to view it?
Well, you know what we did? Yeah, you knew I was involved in pre-marketing the original rules of basketball, and we actually traveled the rules for over 10 years before they actually went up for sale. So you need to educate people and tell them the story. And so the Berg ball, we did a real quick teaser about the ball about 5 years ago when I first got it up in Canada from the Stewart family. And then realized then, and for people that don't know, really what happened is the American team, the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, was the first time basketball was played as a Olympic sport. So it was the inaugural Olympics for basketball. And, people didn't quite know what Hitler was up to at that time. And he was on the cover of Time magazine, built the most beautiful Olympic village ever and everything. So once the games got started, the true Hitler and Nazis came out. And when the game ended, the United States beat Canada, and Hitler and the Nazis refused to acknowledge any of the American or Canadian players. And because they had black players and Jewish players. Mm. So what happened was the captain of the Canadian team was left holding the ball for about 10 minutes, and he's like quietly, discreetly put the ball under his wife's blanket, and they quietly, discreetly, took the ball back to Canada with them and got some nice publicity on it for about 2 years. And then the war broke out, and people forgot all about it, and it stayed in the Stewart family room, for 80 years until they called and they'd seen me on a 30 for 30 documentary about bringing the rules home to KU and real quickly. So, when Silk and I and Steven got, that basketball, that just became, we had to tell the story, but it became the epicenter of what we were talking about because it was the first time, cultures played against each other in an Olympic sport, and that opened up the floodgates.
Keith Zimmerman on the phone with us right now. We got the special viewing of the Berg Ball tomorrow evening, 5:30 p.m., and then the screening for the movie Ball of Confusion, the documentary, is going down at 7 o'clock at the Gym Theater. Hey, Keith, they want to get these tickets to go check out this event tomorrow night. What do they need to do?
Well, here's what we ended up doing. This is home. Kansas City is where we wanted to do a basically sneak screening. So we decided to make tickets all three.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's so it's our gift back to the city. You know, the one for the 18th and Vine, you know, 18th in Brooklyn, you know, to where the Negro League Museum is, you know, the Brian's Barbecue, my grandfather's drugstore, the, you know, the jazz, all of the jazz great places there. And
yeah,
then obviously all the history up the street. Play where the old Negro Leagues played, and then the Kansas City A's, and then the Chiefs before they built the stadium. It's just the right thing to do was to kind of give this back and make it free to Kansas City. So this is our soft screening. You know, we got the rights to Ball of Confusion, that Great Temptation song that was made 50 years ago.
Oh,
but
yeah,
outside of maybe three or four words, that song could not have more meaning than it does today.
Yes.
So Silk did a great job of getting in studio with Nate Evans, a former Temptation, and it's going to be great. It's just outstanding. We got tremendous interviews. And, you know, we're getting great play on it. So, like I said, it's free. One of the things we're probably going to do, because of the threat of weather, instead of going across the street to the Gym Theater, we're actually going to set up so that you can see the film inside the Negro League Museum itself. This way people get to experience the, you know, the Negro League Museum, and Bob Kendricks is going to do his thing. You know, nobody does it better.
Nobody.
Since Buck passed away. And then, you know, Silk and I kind of explain what the film's about. Everybody will see the movie. And then we want to do a little Q&A afterwards about how basketball's changed. But one thing that hasn't changed, you know, everybody knows people like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird would not have become best friends, you know, if they had not
That's
met
real.
Through basketball.
That is real.
And it's a beautiful thing that happens. And, you know, the sport's never been more international than it is, you know, at the present time.
Not at all, Keith. I appreciate your time. Red carpet premiere, Ball of Confusion, going down tomorrow evening, and a special viewing of the Berg Ball going down at the 18th and Vine District. Make sure you get down there at 5:30 p.m. at the Negro League Baseball Museum and get ready for a great time. Keith, I appreciate your time. Thank you, my man.
Hey, Clay, it's so great talking to you again, man. I appreciate everything you and Vic and Rich and everybody have done, and I want everybody to know, KPRS is so special to us because, you know, it's the first black-owned family station, and that goes right in with all the first, you know, that appear in our film. So you guys were always the station of choice, no matter where we did it in the country. So, you know, much, much thanks to you guys.